So the people that like me, they fucking hate you.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, yeah.
Well, the people like me hate you. Buckle up. It's another edition of the East Bay Insiders.
Crazy.
East Bay Insiders. Steve Bars.
Sean Wilson. Can you hear me?
Check. 1, 2, 1, 2. Check.
We got some bad news this week.
What's that, man?
Do you know our buddy and... I guess we describe him as San Leandro fixer, consultant.
Oh, yeah, man.
Also our East Bay Insiders.
Our
commissioner for our Fantasy City Council League. Charlie Gilchrist he's sick. We don't know much because it's COVID time and he didn't have much family. So it's hard getting the what's going on, but he's not. I don't know what the word we use. He's not doing well.
He's not doing well, man. And you threw me for a loop when you said we have bad news, because I think every day is just fucking bad news.
I know.
I don't know if another one bit the dust from COVID, or we got shelter in place again, or what the fuck is going on. But yeah, man, you're right. It appears that Gilchrist is not doing well. And I've long history with him doing a lot of local campaigns. And, we may joke around about him and his mannerisms and his decisions to wear desperado-like trench coat that's black in the heat of August during a campaign kickoff. But, hey, he was a great guy. I don't think he made very many enemies. And he was always there to help. And he had a very deep institutional knowledge of San Leandro history, man. And I was fortunate enough to run his unsuccessful campaign for city council, but...
Oh.
Yeah.
When was that?
I don't have the date, man.
In the early this century.
Yeah, but I thought he had passed, because I got a text message that said, Charlie is gone.
Yeah, we all did.
Yeah, and I don't know if they were singing that song from Hall & Oates, but when someone says they're gone, I assume that they passed. But he's still alive, from what I understand. He's fighting. But he's not gone. So you should, when you reference gone, it's either the ballpark, the ball's leaving the ballpark, or
was he at a Cal Bears game?
yeah,
he threw everybody for a loop. But
I thought he was up to bat at the bottom of the eighth.
Yeah,
he's gone.
he needs the prayers. And I don't know. I got a. There's a Zoom meeting, farewell to Charlie, and I assumed it's like in the room or something.
I would imagine, right?
And I was like, I was driving, so, and it said, right now, here's the code, and I was like, is he gonna be like there just, because he's not conscious right now, and he's just gonna be there, and we're just gonna be all these little heads around there, and like, what, that's just, I don't know what you do. I don't even, it's hard enough when you just were gonna, you're physically there and you're around the bed, and like, what do you, there's really not much to say. So I was like, oh, I don't know what this, I've never heard of such a thing. This is like some kind of Curb Your Enthusiasm kind of thing here.
It's a little awkward.
Some weird stuff could happen, but we could do that right now. And I got to tell you, what I say about Charlie, this is the thing I'd say about Charlie. I don't like cliches, and I saw somebody on Twitter because Charlie's gone. I announced that he was gone on Twitter. And then I was like, hold on here.
Yeah, I know.
It's hard to get information from the hospitals, and he didn't have next of kin, so he still needs your prayers. But I was thinking, I saw a tweet. They said, he never had an unkind word. Sounds like a cliche, right, that everybody says.
Right.
Even for the jerkiest guy at their, rosary or funeral, but he really didn't. No, and I can tell you why I know, because every time I'd see Charlie, I'd always try to get him to say something mean.
You couldn't.
Hey, Gordon Galvin,
that dude's a crook.
Well, I don't know. He would never say yep. He would never say no. He would just, I don't want to debate this.
I remember the first time he asked me to go have a cocktail, he asked me.
Libation.
Let's go have a libation. Oh, I stepped And I was like, joke. Yeah, it's all right. I was like, I have to look that up, Charlie. I really don't know what that means. You know? I thought it was like when he come to the campaign headquarters and knock out four Cokes. I thought he wanted to have a fifth or something. With libations? What do you mean, Charlie? But, yeah, man.
But he did know. I mean, one time I asked him, like, I had a question about some San Leandro, and I was like, I just wanted to know, like, how far can I go back? Like, so Charlie was about 70s, and he was like, well, and it was yes. And so I was asking him a question, but I noticed, like, you ever notice that Charlie would, his depth of knowledge was so deep, sometimes he would be throwing, like, for us, through, look, like, what are you talking about? Like, there would be something that would happen now, and he says, and I'll, it reminds me of the time when Julian Polvorosa was cutting hair, and Val Gill came in and said, there's a fire. And Tony Santo said, Jiminy Christmas, we don't need firefighters. And you're like, what are you? When did this happen, right. Charlie? 1982?
You're probably right.
They always had to do with Val Gill. He was what? He was a Portuguese mayor of San Leandro. It always been bringing up, and but yeah, he, you know, Charlie's much loved,
much
because
loved.
You know, he had a little trouble. We won't get into it. He had a little personal troubles, and you know, recent years, a health problems for sure.
Definitely health problems.
Definitely health problems. I mean, he had that boot on his leg. Like, Charlie, when are you gonna get that boot off, man? That's like, when's that gonna heal? So he's had a lot of problems, but I'll tell you, that's the depth of people that loved him, man. Anybody would just help him a little bit here, help here, there, and, you know, a few dollars, anything. Give him a ride. I gave him a ride many times. I gave him a ride. I was at San Leandro City Council. It was a long item, and I was like, I'm going to leave because it's like 10:30. I'm leaving. And as Charlie had came in, you know, he's already not, this was maybe last year. He's not healthy. And he still comes in, man. He's a trooper.
Yeah, yeah.
He's going to central committee meetings. And so Charlie's behind there, and I'm like, hey, Charlie, I got everything I need. I'm going to hit the road. You need a ride? And he's like, no, I'm going to stay for this and that. And so I leave, and I drive off, get back on 580. I'm past the Wendy's on Davis Street. Heading to the 880, going
so
back
already,
to Oakland.
So you already invested in your commute back.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're already you're
and then the
you're
phone rings.
Pot committed.
The phone rings. I guess I didn't see it. And then I see a text. Where are you? Are you in the parking lot? I was like, no, I called him. Like, Charlie, you said you were.
Didn't run a ride, man.
He didn't run a ride, man. What's going on? Do you want me to come back?
Oh, it's okay.
Probably Karina Lopez.
Gave her a ride.
Gave her a ride. But, you know. It's sad. I don't know what's going to, but Charlie, I always disagree with Charlie on one thing. When it came to politics in campaigns in San Leandro, he always was of the idea that people didn't want negative campaigning. San Leandro's just want to be positive, and I always disagreed. Like, I don't think San Leandro's any different than anybody else, Charlie. I mean, you don't call them a, you know, poopy face.
Right.
But if they didn't do something, you got to hit them. Hard, you know, that's what Stephen Cassidy did to become the mayor of San Leandro,
right?
Against Tony Santos. I always disagreed, but it was just a lighthearted disagreement. But
look, I like what you said, and I don't want to digress the whole show, but I have enough stories that I probably could as it pertains to Charlie. But I like what you said. Like, he would never say anything bad about anyone, even if you tried to bait him into it, he would never do it. And that is as cliche as it may sound. I certainly tell you that's not going to be fucking said about me in my eulogy. I'll tell you that. but you know what, man? I hope he recovers, man. And you know, I wish him the best.
I think, you know, another San Leandrin last year. Well, it's been like a year and a half now. Tony Santos passed away, and I bring that up because they renamed Grover Cleveland Park after Tony, and they just put up the sign like last week.
Uh-oh.
Tony B. Santos Park.
I hope they didn't vandalize it yet.
No, they shouldn't. I mean, he's the
Those
one.
Damn parties.
Tony's the one that took all the covenants out of the HOAs that's, you know. I don't think they were used, but no Asian, no black people can sell to. But he took those out, So I don't think they will do that. But I'm thinking, when Charlie does get into heaven, Tony Santo's going to be there and go, Charlie, Jiminy Crispin, why didn't you and Sean Wilson send another mailer? I would have been the mayor, won re-election. He blames you guys.
I know, man.
He still to this day. I see a ghost and they say, Jiminy Crispin. They get some terrible mailers.
Well, the funny thing is we had talked to him and said, hey, we need you to get out there and walk precincts. Oh, I'm a little busy as mayor.
Yeah.
What are you doing? I'm in my office waiting for the phone to ring. He would literally sit in his office for 6 hours during the day waiting for the phone to ring. And you know it because if you call just to check on him, I'm like, I'm going to call his ass to see where he is. That phone doesn't even ring. Like, it goes, hello, Mayor Santos here. Like, it doesn't even get a full fucking ring. He grabs it. Like, I'm very responsive. Yeah, okay, well, you lost your election because of your unresponsiveness to running a campaign.
Nope. With another mailer, you and Charlie.
Yeah, me and Charlie. I love. The funny thing is, man, when you win an election, no one says shit to you. But when you lose one, it's all your goddamn fault. It's never your fault when you win, but it is your fault when you lose. I had so many clients, man, that once they're in office, they forget who got them there and how they got there.
Yeah.
And you're nobody until you lose their campaign. Then they're like, you fucking turd.
Yeah. So. Well, I think they need to put a monument, something. Or maybe they should name a room after Charlie.
They should name a room at City Hall. I agree.
Because they named one after, what was her name? The one who would sleep and come to meetings late.
I don't know.
She was on, she was the first African-American council member.
Sherlene Grant. Really?
They named a room after her. She would just fall asleep and come in late. Like, that's when I first started.
But Gilchrist.
So I thought that was normal.
But Gilchrist has something named after him at like Cal Berkeley. He'll hold some record or something.
He's like he was like a track the longest, and field. I think he was.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, it was the javelin. No, man, he literally holds some sort of mathematical like something. I'd have to find it, but I was talking to somebody about him the other day, and they reminded me of that.
Was Val Gill included in this?
Yeah, maybe he holds the record for knowing the most dates in history. I don't fucking know, man. But anyway, man.
But Charlie, he's our commissioner, too. The funny thing about being, I said, Charlie, can you be our commissioner of our fantasy foot of council league? And what he told me was, I don't know. I don't really have the time for it. I was like, Charlie, it's not a full-time job.
Right.
It's just a figurehead job.
Right.
Well... you don't have any rules. How am I supposed to, make determinations? There's no rules. You have no... Charlie, you just come on and you're just going to... But,
Right.
But in our honor of Charlie, this is officially right now. It's election season.
It is election
season. And not because everybody's on recess. Hey, what's up, man? COVID was so scary and they were like back in March, April. Oh, my God. We're probably not going to have a... August recess because it's going to be so bad. Now look, everybody just went hightailing out to on vacation for the whole August as normal.
I don't know where they're going to vacation to, man, but
Monterey.
Well, you went to Monterey, didn't you?
Yeah, I went to Monterey.
How'd you like that?
It was okay. It's kind of weird.
Before you go into that, man, I'm just kind of curious, man. Is eating those ding dong nuts? You got to get an acquired taste of those things, because they're not really
the peas. The dried peas
kind of throw you off. It's not. It's an odd mix, man. Like
that's what it says, mixed.
Yeah, I was like
ding dong nuts.
I knocked out like four beers eating a bag of those things, man. They were like, bleh. Need to wash this thing down.
I don't know.
Oh man. Anyway, they were good, but thank you. I appreciate the effort.
What's better? It's chippy chips.
Have to
barbecue. They're basically
they're two times better than chips. Chips.
Chippy chips. They're like. Knockoff Fritos.
Oh, okay.
The barbecue flavor.
Nice. All right, man. So you went to Monterey. You take the little lady there. You guys have a little romantic getaway.
Yeah, then it turned into like her cousins came. It was cool. And
what
I noticed? They have fines. They'll give you fines. So all over like Cannery Row and a Fisherman's Wharf. They got all these signs that says, you know, $100 fine, no mask, $100 fine, be safe, you know, whatever. And I'm like, how come we don't have that? Contra Costa just started that.
Do they? I haven't seen
it. Yeah, the supervisor. Oh, they're just, I don't know if they got signs yet.
But who writes the ticket? Police?
I don't know. So why don't we have it? Because I went over down to on a hellish ride to look for hamburger buns through Oakland, and I end up Trader Joe's, you know, past Lake Merritt, and I'm like, this line's out the door. I need the buns right now. So then but I'm going past Lake Merritt, and it's out of control, man.
What, people just aren't obeying?
Just walking around. They got food truck there. They got these vendors selling trinkets. Nobody's wearing masks at all.
Yeah, man.
So why don't Alameda County have, what's so special? Why don't we have a fine? Because that fine will get people.
Dude, I love the idea. Matter of fact, man, there was some news broadcast that mentioned that as a county employee, you can help and write the ticket. I was like, man, I told my girlfriend, that'd be fun, man. I just go out there and start ticketing people.
Yeah.
Pay this, you mother effer. Thinking you're all cute, no wearing no mask, getting everyone sick and shit. Yeah. I know, like I told you, when I went out to Livermore, man, downtown, everyone was like maskless. And I'm like, man, that's crazy. But you know, how come no one come up with the little insert in the mask so you can sip on, you know, something through a straw?
Yeah.
Because, I mean, it's a pain in the ass having to take that
helmet.
Shit down.
Helmet with the beers.
Yeah.
Or you just put, you know.
Two beers.
Soda.
Two sodas up there with the little. Yeah. I mean, there's got to be something because that's a bitch to take it down.
I
want to
make
time.
I was thinking yesterday, I want to make a thing where it changes your voice.
Man, you want the Darth Vader mask.
You know, and then you could, like, talk trash to people and they're like, who said that? Who said that? Who says this right here? Right.
Yeah. You can get it in different like the president.
Yeah.
This is Barack Obama.
Yeah, yeah.
Can you please put a mask on?
You know,
where'd you come from?
Just to talk trash with you. Hey, nice hair. And it'd be that'd be a woman in the voice. Would be, hey, nice hair, dude. Her comb or something like that.
Yeah.
Well, my girlfriend had idea. She didn't have idea. She had this comment. She was serious. She says, I don't know why people are so. What's the big deal about wearing a mask? I mean, why do they make such a big deal? There's so many cute masks out there.
Now it's become a fashion statement. The pandemic is politicized, and the mask is a fashion statement.
Yeah. And
everybody, she's right, though, man. Everyone's taking part. Major League Baseball has a mask. NFL has a mask. Like, man.
You can get for... I said, yeah, these dudes, because I figured she's really... What she was talking about was, like, you know, far away south.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, yeah, for the guys, they can get a nice camouflage.
Yeah.
Camouflage, like, for duck hunting. Just walk around. It's a cute mask. But I think I know why.
Why?
Why we don't have a fines here.
Why is that?
Because Oakland. Because can you imagine what's going to happen? And first of all, OPD is totally on their heels about everything. They're afraid to do anything.
Yeah.
And I think that they're afraid if they go up to black people that are not wearing masks, it's going to turn into a riot. Or it's going to turn into some sort of situation that, you know, it's going to just turn crazy and they don't want to do it. That's what I think.
Yeah, you might be right, man.
Because what is the difference between Santa Clara or... Yeah, Santa Clara has one too, I think. All these other counties and us. Why are we the super libertarian here? We're not going to...
Well, I mean, it's not just the Oakland issue. I mean, if you live in Berkeley, man, that's against your freedom of speech. Why do you have to impose a mask requirement upon me, man? This is my mouth.
Yeah. Well, it's because that's why I'm saying in 30 years from now... Oakland and Berkeley will be the epicenter of the Republican. There will be Republican.
Yeah,
you know, these things going cyclical, right?
Yeah, they're going to go so far left, they're going to hit the right.
Yeah, and they will be, that's going to be, how did, you know, around here in Berkeley and Oakland, because that's what it actually used to be, right? Oakland used to be super Republican back in, you know, 40s, 30s, 50s. It was a Republican place, all the mayors, you know, and that goes in cycle. And, and it'll be like, and then 30 years from now, you know,
that'd be funny, man.
They used to be Democrats in Oakland. Really? In like 2000. Oh, man. For like from the 80s to 90s, 2020. Oh, yeah. It was crazy.
They used to be so liberal, you can live there for free without having to pay rent.
Yeah.
For months and months at a time.
That's what I want to talk about.
Man.
That's what I want to talk
just
about.
Just live for free. That is the best.
That's
man.
What I want to talk about. Get your campaign
book out.
Book out. So I've been thinking, I've been going back and forth in my head. How do you run defunding the police. And why I bring that up is in Oakland for the District 3 race in West Oakland. Lynette McElhaney is the council member. She's going to get a challenge. I think she's in trouble because they got ranked choice, first of all. And they got this activist, housing activist, but it's also been involved with like the anti-terror police project. I think that's how you say it. She's been for years, right? Carol Fife, she's running. And she is, according to the East Bay Times, when they did a story, I really don't think it's a big enough story that she's running. Like, not yet.
Is that because you didn't get to ride it?
No. I'm saying, I was like, oh,
damn
okay.
it. But they called her. Great idea.
They labeled her in the headline, Mastermind of Moms for Housing, which is what you talked about.
Man.
That house in West Oakland where
they just decided to move in and sit.
Yeah. Squatter. First of all, so I think what I'm trying to ask you, what I'm getting at is, did the newspaper do her a favor? She'd run for office and they call her the mastermind of moms for housing. In terms of the electorate and who's voting.
Hey, man, that chapter is still being written in my book, man, because there's so many things that has transpired politically.
Yeah, I know.
You really can't put your finger on it now, man. That's what I said. That's why I said earlier in many casts that running now is just insane. What are you doing it
there
for?
There goes the tradition. It's back.
You know what I learned, man?
The tradition. We haven't had the motorcycle.
We haven't had the motorcycle. You know what I've learned? That
because COVID.
Every time you crank your engine up, it means like you're that cooler. So if you do it like, I'm heckin' cool. I'm really cool. And then another guy comes up and he goes, I'm heckin' cooler than you. It's a cool contest.
Is it?
Yeah, man.
That's like a real thing?
Yeah, just like it's like how tall your truck is how much smaller your penis is. It's like the same thing, but the opposite. Yeah, man. You didn't get the
note. What about the thing where they all wave to each other?
Oh, that's just the Harley. You know, same with the Corvette Club. You ever see two Corvette dudes like that don't know each other? They pass and they're like, they give them the, I got one too, buddy. Yeah, me too. I'm 55 with an earring. And a fucking cool ass Corvette. Yeah, right on. And I just got my first tattoo.
It's also with e-scooters too. It happened to me one time. Give me a little nod. We were passing each other, like opposite direction. Give you a nod on an e-scooter.
Yeah, so, man. See,
I didn't know about it.
There's a lot of car bike etiquette that exists out there.
But what I'm getting at, see, this is why I struggle with it too, because I'm thinking long range history. The arc of history is saying that Black Lives Matter and everything. And this is going to change. These things is going to lead to change. But then I'm thinking right now, like in Oakland, it's a different situation because the OPD is so jacked up for what? It's been under receivership for 18 years, I think, 17 years. Yeah. They obviously are screwed up. They can't. I mean, how do you even do that? How does the federal government even allow that?
Like, well, where did they look for their chief of police at, though? Did they go to the old granny network and, like, find the oldest-looking lady, the white oldest-looking white lady, and say, we want her. That's it. That's who is our new chief.
I don't know.
It is crazy.
I think the Alameda's police chief who's leaving, I always told him that I thought he'd be good in Oakland.
Was that the one that arrested the dude for dancing?
Oh. Yeah. And arrested the old mayor's husband for DUI.
It's crazy, man. You can let a dude drown in the estuary, but you can't dance in the street.
Oh, man.
But look, going back to what you're saying is, no one knows, man. Some of these things, it's the political times, man. Like Prince's song, Sign of the Times, it's the sign of the times, and that's what it is. These things won't be as relevant in years to come, particularly the defunding of the police. And but look, man, I can't put my finger on it. I don't even know how to talk about it without pissing some people off, because I watched the episode of the news this morning and it showed a rally that took place in San Quentin, and there was a lady in there, and it's always a white lady with a fist up, like she really knows what the fuck is going on, right? It's like, oh, I got super white guilt. Yeah, let's go, people. Fight back. Fight the power.
Yeah.
And they have their sign, and this sign was great. It says, and next to her was another great sign. They probably came together, I'm thinking, they strategized about how to do this. But she had a big sign that says, prison lives matters. And then next to her was, let all the prisoners free.
Uh-oh.
Wow, man. Yeah.
But that's what I'm trying to say is I think I think if you did polling, let's say just in that way, even just in West Oakland, but everywhere, you did polling that says, do you think the police should not be killing black people and minorities? They'll be like, overwhelmingly, yes. But at the same token, they're not saying, you can't conflate that with saying, I want less police. I want to be, you know, I want.
Well, that's what they're doing.
And so that's what I'm saying. 100%
of people would agree. Look, you don't go and beat minorities up and kill them. You don't do that, right? Whether you're a cop or not, you just don't do it, all right? Everyone understands and agrees that that shit is fucked up and wrong. But you don't fix the situation by saying, just defund them. Just let's not have any police officers out there. Let's get all the criminals back on the street and let's not have cops. Like, let's do both of those. That really works very well.
Is that going to work in Oakland?
In Oakland? I
think in each race they're going to say, like the one for Larry Reed in District 7, that's an open one. I think that that's going to be, there's going to be a bunch of them where they're going to be saying that. 50%? I just don't think it's a winner. I just think in the long scope of history,
I think short term it's a winner. I think right now you can get away with that in the west side of the county. I don't think you can get away with that in the east side of the county. It's different socioeconomics. Even if you go south into Fremont, I don't think that plays as well as it does in the north part of Alameda County. It's just different. Here comes the cool guy again.
I don't know. We'll have to see.
There he goes. Super here we go. Cool. Wait, get one more time, man. Come on, one more. There you go. There it is.
He probably shouldn't be going with that light bluish paint job.
I would have gone for dark black, dark colors on bikes look cool.
Yeah.
But teal blue is not my thing.
But I don't
on
think
a bike.
I don't think we'll have to see with this particular candidate, because there's somebody who's with her called Kat Brooks, right? We talked about her before.
Right.
And she would talk the same thing, right? Going after the police, going after the, you know, more affordable housing, and she'd get really radical, right? And then when she ran for mayor, she kind of came back to, you know, a little bit normal, progressive. So we'll have to see with this person. But this person, Carol Fife, is talking about defunding the police by 50%. When I'm thinking, you live in Oakland like I do, you already know that there's not enough cops. They don't do any jack anything. They don't do anything.
Yeah, they're already decimated by 50%.
Like, forget about doing the wrong thing. They don't do anything. Like, you're on your own. I'm starting to do the same thing. I'm like, I go to stop signs and I just kind of like barely slow down and go right through. I know nobody's going to. I go on the freeway.
I
go as fast as I want.
Yeah, why not, man? I see people do that shit all the time. It drives me nuts. But if I were you, man, I would really want to question myself as to why you live in Oakland, because if you live in a city where a perpetrator of a crime has that much time on his hands to extract a Cadillac converter from your fucking vehicle, then there's really not a lot of cop present around in that community, because that takes some work to steal a fucking Cadillac converter.
It's like,
I mean, it doesn't take much time for me to break my window in my car to get my keys out when I locked them in there, but it's pretty easy.
Front of a building,
Cadillac converter,
where like a couple hundred people live, right in front of the front door.
Yeah.
So I'm just thinking, is that really going to work? I don't know.
It's not going to work as a single issue, but in the era of liberalism and progressiveness, as we're seeing, as these social injustices sort of lead the effort, what you're seeing is these trickling of other issues that are going to be sort of the platform issues of local electeds. And I think it's, you know, if you tie it to homelessness, you tie it to affordable housing, and you tie it to, you know, all the things that you need to tie it to, then yeah, it becomes an issue that helps you get elected. It's not a standalone issue by any means, but, you know, defunding the police, don't take any money from the sheriff. Those are all Democratic things now. Don't take, if you take money from the sheriff or the deputy sheriffs or any police organization, the Democrats are not going to fund, they're not going to support your campaign. That's good. Yeah, okay. So, bottom line is, yeah, I mean, public safety is a non-factor in this election. Imagine if you got donations from, you know, some of these organizations, OPD, to run campaign in Oakland, you're done. So, it's just, you know, it's not a single issue, but it as an array of liberal and progressive issues, it'll play. Guarantee it. Now, will it play long-term in 4, 6, 8 years? I don't know.
In 2 years.
Maybe in 2 years. Yeah.
In 2 years, it won't, I think. I wouldn't be obsessing with these particular races in Oakland with incumbents if they didn't have ranked choice voting.
Right.
So that throws it all wacky, and especially when there could be so many in that one race, in the McElhaney's race,
right,
there could be like 8 people running.
Yeah.
And then they all just get together and then you say, hey, we want, you know, Moms for Housing and no police. Do you get a couple of them start cobbling together first and second votes, or second votes away from, you know, and then you got some kind of, then all of a sudden Gene Kwan's the mayor.
That's the way it works. Then bam, look who you got in the morning.
But, hey, so let's go. We've been going the last couple podcasts. We've been going around the East Bay.
Yeah.
And I think now we need to, we're going to take a look at Alameda Council race at large for 2 seats. And then Fremont's new districts.
That's going to be interesting. Fremont's going to be interesting, man.
Mayor. Yeah. They got the District 1, which was Teresa King, who just became, she was, you know, when they just expanded to 5 to 7 seats, and then they got to figure out, you know, who's going to be what. And so she's right. The one got that District 1. It was the 2-year seat. So she now is running for a full, for
fuck,
a full,
a noisy town, man.
For a full 4-year. So that's another race. And then you have District 5 and
yeah, you got
6.
District 5 and 6.
And
6
and
seems to be the biggest crowd.
Yeah, you have
Yogi Teresa, Kalapala, this guy Charles Liu, and they don't even know if he lives in the fucking district. And then they got
is that the word on the street?
Yeah, then they got the Andrew Nguyen, and then you got Roman Reed.
Yeah,
that's a big field.
So that's the Irvington District 6. So that one is the that's the brand new one. That's the one of the brand new seats. So this will be the first ever council member from that area. Yogi Chu.
Yep.
Teresa Cox. So the main ones here, Robbie, probably are definitely Yogi and
Teresa.
Maybe Teresa.
And Roman. Those are the three that I
Roman,
would say.
Roman Steel Wheels.
Yeah, those are the three. You know, Teresa's got good name recognition. I'm sure Yogi spent some time on the planning commission and knows what's going on in
he
town.
Knows,
and
he knows one guy for sure. I mean, he knows many people, but Yogi Chu. I think the G and the H are silent.
You think so?
I think, or maybe the Yogi G, Koo? The G is like part G. Yogi Chu.
I don't know.
I think it's Chugi. Chu. How you say it?
I don't know, dude. You trying to bait me in that, man? It's like I have no. I'm not going to butcher anyone's name. Well, I always thought it was Yogi Chu.
So he.
Do you know the difference between jelly and jam?
Jam is preserves.
Is that right?
Jam is as the fruit in it.
Really?
I don't know.
I was thinking that I was thinking it in a different direction. My girlfriend's like, never told me to Yogi jelly my penis in her ass.
That what?
That's the difference between jelly and jam.
Oh.
Revelations, man.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, jelly and jam.
I thought you were talking about Yogi Bear. Jelly.
If
jelly
you don't
Stone Park.
Yogi he Q? Is that what you think it is, dude?
Yogi Chug.
Chug?
Yeah, but the G is like half G.
It is
a silent
man.
H. I think it is. I don't know.
I don't know.
So Yogi knows a lot of people.
Who's
right?
Kalapala?
I don't know. I don't know. I actually need to do research on it because
man, you need to do
that name
research.
Also shows up as a. So somebody may have screwed up, or they're going also running for the school board, or they're trying to decide which one.
Right.
See, in Area 4, that name shows up again. But Yogi knows Ro Khanna, and Yogi calls him a brother, like from another mother.
Really?
And so Yogi's just going to go on Ro Khanna. That might work. Is that enough?
I wonder if Ro signed a book for him. That's cool. Get a book from a congressman.
You know, I got.
Did you get the Swalwell book?
No.
You haven't gotten that yet?
No. No, I didn't get it. But I did read the Ro Khanna book. He gave
me. I teed you up a softball, man. You failed to hit it out of the park. I said, did you get that? did you get that Swalwell book? And you were supposed to say, as I would say, because it'd be a joke. But I know you don't like him, so you could have said, yeah, I'm almost done coloring it. But you didn't.
Damn it!
I tossed you a softball, man.
Damn it!
Well, I told you I moved on Richard Valle.
So Valle wrote a book, and I'd say, hey man, did you get that Valle book yet? And
oh, I'd be like, is it like how to be a fake Buddhist? That's a little deeper. Is that what his book title would be?
It's a little deeper than what I thought you were going to say. I thought you were going to go for the... I haven't covered all the pictures yet, but no, you went right for the
Like it was like the teens or from somewhere came to the board of supervisors for some kind of proclamation
bars?
Or something. And then this guy, he made some sort of like, I don't know, knickknack kind of or sculpture thing or something, and he was going to give it to Richard Valle. And Richard Valle was like, oh, so honored. Oh, do me a favor. After we take recess, we will go together to my office and we will find its own special place for this wonderful bowl. And I was like, what is going on here? That sounds like a Catholic priest working on come to my office and close the door. Push the buzzer underneath the desk and lock it.
Did you just see Doubt this weekend?
No.
Oh, okay.
I'm just saying that happened. It was so weird. We're going to go and find a place in my office to go and put this special thing that you made for me, Johnny.
I don't know. I bet they used jelly instead of jam in that reference.
I don't know. But Swalwell, now you bring it up. Okay, this is what I was thinking the other day.
Okay.
I am totally sure that he's angling to be some kind of talk show host. Like
really?
Radio show host. Yeah. Wow. I mean, he's doing all these things.
The irony, because we just referenced Books Not Bars and Van Jones, who was leading the Books Not Bars effort for the Ella Baker Center when he was, lambasting the Board of Supervisors, is now quasi famous or something. I don't know.
He's trying to be that.
He's trying to be the new Van
Jones.
We're
in Dublin, and I just hope you know that's what's going to happen, everybody. So I'm positive of it. I don't know when it's going to happen. Look, he did a thing with David Axelrod, who worked for the Obama campaign.
Right.
And he does a thing, and it says it's under his campaign.
That transition's hard to make, though, man.
Congress. And it's like, oh, have the Eric Swalwell interview David Axelrod and talk about the 2020 election. That has nothing to do with the 15th district. And it's not about to make people in the 15th district pay attention to him. It's about him practicing. Notice on his on his Twitter, if any Chrissy Teigen says something about something political, he, like a laser, tweets at her, hoping to get attention from stars. It happens all the time.
I think there's a lot of people trying to get attention from, what's her name?
Then he's got that beard.
She's like, the wife of John Legend? That's a tough transition to make, though, man. I got a better one. I got a better question for you. What do you need?
He's got $1 million. He's got $1 million. He lives in $1 million home in Washington, D.C. That's right, everybody. He doesn't live here. Remember when he said Pete Stark don't live here? Out of touch? He doesn't live here. $1 million. Where does he have that money? When he ran the campaign, they were talking about how he was had all this credit card debt. He's in big time debt, and this dude wants to be president. That's what the gist of those stories were. And so what happened?
He's married, right?
He needs to make money, and he ain't going to make no money being a congressman.
You don't do bad shit. I mean, you don't do bad. But here's what I was going to ask you as it pertains to Fremont and Eric.
Fremont.
Who does he endorse for the District 1 race? Does he go with Bacon or does he go with Halbert? That's a big endorsement, man. That's the one biggest endorsement that's hanging out in the supervisorial District 1 race is who does Eric Swalwell endorse?
So if I'm Eric.
Yeah.
Okay, let me make my palsy face and think about it. I have a beard like him right now. Do I have to have some pithy, non-funny comeback?
No. This is not a non-softball.
Okay, let me think. This is a good question. Let me think. I'm thinking as Eric. What does he need to do? He could also.
Do you want to borrow my book?
He could do nothing. I think.
How to endorse book?
I think that he's thinking that the 15th district is going to get redistricted with Jerry McInerney's, and so therefore his district, if he chooses to run for it, and that's just why I think he's trying to become a new, might be a talk show host or something, radio host, he's going to say, I need the Tri-Valley for the future, and I go for David Halbert.
Huh? That's interesting.
That's what I would do. Because we'll see, I think, you know, there's people, okay, people think we're going to lose one seat in California. And yeah. I don't know the rationale, but a lot of people think it's going to be in the Bay Area, and then other people think specifically in East Bay. And then that one.
And coincidentally, people also think that
this one, 15th district.
The supervisorial district needs to be a Tri-Valley centric seat. So you're kind of right there. So
yeah.
I mean, it makes sense. Yeah.
And it should be. That would make, well, if you pick David Halbert, it would be. Just like.
Yeah, it would make sense.
That's what I would do. What would you do if you're here?
Oh, you're tossing me.
Make your face palsy face. No. What would you do?
Yeah.
What would you do, John Cajones?
Well, gosh, so tough, man.
I know. That's why I didn't just pause. Like I was like, oh, let me think about this.
You know, I would endorse Mayor David.
I think you know, and that he really does espouse more of the real Eric Swalwell's values more than.
Well, I think it shoots a huge shot of just like energy to the campaign, like, right? Like, that's the one sought after endorsement that hasn't endorsed yet.
I think
I was surprised that he didn't endorse Melissa Hernandez in the primary. That was shocking to me. But you know, if you look at the endorsement list, he has Tim Sobrani, who. There's a strong connection between Sobrani and Swalwell. So, and I know Swalwell have ties to Halbert. So, I mean, I think it makes sense, but who knows? Nothing makes sense right now, man.
And they used Swalwell and Halbert back in the days when he was Republican. They used to hang out secretly.
Well, there you go, man.
They used to hang out secretly.
Secretly?
Yeah, we can't be meeting in public. I'm a Democrat. And but that's been a while before that happened, right?
Right.
But yeah, I think it would be big. It would be big. I think the most bang for the buck would be for Halbert in Dublin than Bacon in Fremont.
I agree.
And I don't know. That's such a weird race. I really it's hard to understand Vinny, what he's talking about. You know, he doesn't want the solar farms. Is that what's the line on that? What's the Haggerty line on the solar farms in Livermore, in the open space putting the solar?
We don't have a line on it. Our office has been pretty straightforward. I mean, I'm not representing the county right now, but you know, there's the projects are they need to be looked at and evaluated on their own merit. You know, I know that there's a lot of people opposed to it. I know the Sierra Club is opposed to it. It's ironic that the Sierra Club would be opposed to. Renewable forms of energy, just like we hear that they're opposed to Scott Haggerty's proposed Valley Link, which is an electrical mode of transportation linking San Joaquin affordable housing to East Bay jobs, and they're against that. So I have no idea where the fucking Sierra Club is these days, nor do I really care. But, you know, we look at every project on its own merit, and, you know, if the community's against it, you got to take that into heavy consideration, you know? So I get why Vinton is saying that, you know, he's opposed to it. It might get him a few votes in East County and keeps him good with the Sierra Club. So I get it, man. You know, all politics is local, right?
Yeah. You're bringing up Sierra Club, at least around here, is a bunch of goofballs. That's why I'm like, they're trying to, you know, stop the Howard Terminal waterfront ballpark for the A's.
Oh, they're trying to stop it now. I didn't know.
Why are you even paying attention to them? They're a bunch of goofballs.
Now they don't like baseball?
And then look, ask Phil Tagami about them.
Oh, yeah, I don't know.
Because they didn't. They tried to get that old city council to go on a wild goose chase against coal, and there's no legal, it was illegal.
It just seems inconsistent.
And coal is, and Phil Tagami won.
Yeah.
Sierra Club lost. And now they're here over here, and then now in Livermore, I don't know.
I don't know, man.
It just doesn't make sense. I just don't get the idea of saying you want housing, but then there's too much traffic to build too much. Obviously, you know, the funny thing about it is Dublin. We think that Dublin's a Tri-Valley and that everybody's against the, you know, no housing, and you know, be like exclusive. Don't come over here. And this is our white enclave or whatever. But Dublin, over the years, has done their job of building housing.
Yeah,
they have actually a champ.
They've done a great job.
And as you can see, they have planned it, because I was noticing these, like Tasajara and the one by Hacienda, these intersections are literally bigger than most Little League baseball fields. It is.
Yeah.
You could put a home plate on one corner, and center field would be just about right for a, you know, 13-year-old.
Yeah.
You know, and below. They're giant, so they obviously knew we were planning that we were going to do this growth. And I mean, that's where, you know, hey, man, as long as we're going to have cars and we can't do like Star Trek stuff and like just zzz, and just show up another spot.
People think we don't need cars, man.
You know, so I don't know.
It's crazy. I don't know, man.
It's such a weird one.
Yeah.
But so what do you think's going on? I think in Fremont, the chalk, right, is that Raj Salwan wins in the District 5.
Yeah, he doesn't lose that. No,
I mean he's solid.
He's like there's
no controversy.
He is like the darker version of Charlie Gilchrist, because he will never say nothing mean about anybody. He's a nice fucking dude. And if you say something fucked up, he'll just give you that like little kid smile. He just smiles at you gave him a candy bar at trick or treat time.
That's right.
He's just the nicest dude, man.
Yeah, yeah.
You know?
I get sometimes I steal tips on dog care. Like, what's, because he's a vet. Like, what do you recommend for, you know, for fleas, flea medication?
Well, you hit him up on Twitter or something and ask him that?
Yeah, yeah.
What does he recommend for that?
He recommended
What does he recommend for Moochie?
The type that
and Libby.
The type that my girlfriend says hurts dogs. Like, I don't know. He's a vet. He said it's okay.
Why don't you tell your girlfriend, man, let me see your veterinarian degree.
Revolution. Maybe that was the one. I don't know. I can't remember when. But the other one, you know, you got to say Yogi Chit.
I don't know, man. But, you know, I don't know who wins that race. Look at all the people in it.
The thing I love about Yogi is that when you talk to him, he's he's a little bit like used car salesman. There's a little bit of that sweet talking, you know. But does it kind of matter? I mean, you're just going to do a Zoom. You're just going to do things on Zoom.
I think that particular district is going to really depend. It's a pretty diverse district. I think it's going to depend a lot on who raises a decent amount of money and is able to get out there and, you know.
Isn't that district have a lot of like Muslim?
I don't know that particular breakdown.
I think it does, and that's. I think I know that somebody mentioned that is in terms of there might be a conflict.
Yeah, I don't know.
Certain conflict. So we'll have to look, see if Yogi's.
I think Teresa Cox has great name recognition. You know, Roman Reed's been on the ballot a couple times. He has decent name recognition. So Yogi has a little bit of work to do.
Roman Reed is a real simple thing, right?
Yeah.
I mean, he has of all this long list here, East Bay Citizen candidate list, nobody has a better story, personal story, than Roman Reed,
right? No, I agree with you.
Chabot College football player. He gets paralyzed during a game, which I was there as sports editor of the Chabot Spectator. I was covering the game. I saw it. I've said this many times. It looked like a regular hit. It was just after the hit. It looked strange.
Mm-hmm.
Like Roman just kind of went limp in the air and just kind of just hit the ground.
Yeah.
And that was, there was something strange about it. It wasn't a brutal hit. He didn't hit somebody like a crazy hit.
Right.
And then he becomes this guy for, starts foundations for stem cell. He's telling people, I'm going to walk one day.
Yeah.
It's a great story.
It's a great story, man.
He's gotten into politics with, tried in this, at the state level to get, you know, get more, the state more funding for
legislation,
STEM.
The state level, the federal level. I mean, done his due diligence on the planning commission. He's paid his dues. The guy is, you know, can't say he hasn't positioned himself to get there. It's just, you know.
But it was just Bob Wieckowski couldn't get the bills through the legislature to get more money for research. And, you know, so. Yeah. Why did he should just be running on that?
He should.
That's it.
This is a great story.
Yeah, but people, oh, shoot. Sorry, like, man, I had a late night last night.
It'd be like,
people don't just run because you have a, you know, a story to tell. They need to feel compelled and brought in by that story. And I think that he needs to do a better job in telling it and transitioning as to why he's doing what he did based on what happened. And I think that the second part of that chapter, he needs to do a better job in putting together. But I do think you're right in the sense that he has a great story. He understands the system, and you know, it's I think all three of them would make fine counsel people.
He needs to say, "I'm Roman Reed." Most people say you need to walk before you run. I'm going to run before I walk. Roman Reed, 2020. That's what he needs to do. But and we also got the mayor's running, and this is so crazy that, you know, she's been hounded by the Black Lives Matter. She didn't want to kneel at first, and she was kneeling. She didn't want to kneel because she only kneels before God. And it's like, what kind of... When I'm Catholic, I don't kneel on one knee. I get that thing out with a cushion, and I go on two knees, and I pray. What are you talking about? Then she did that. She would seem to be somebody that could be, you know, at least give a little run for her money. I'm not saying she would lose, but just put a little heat. I don't know. There's a couple people that run. There's this guy, Justin Shaw.
Right.
Who's like... you know Jason Terremoto?
Yeah.
He's a handsome dude, right? He told me he's a handsome dude, by the way.
Oh, there you go. That's good.
I think he's handsome, but he actually told me. So it's like Justin Shaw looks like Jason Terremoto, but if you hit him with a shovel.
So that would make him not look like Jason Terremoto.
Yeah. But, you know,
I don't know anyone that comes back really well from a shot in the face with a shovel.
But Jason Terremoto, hit him with a shovel. It looked like Justin Shaw. This dude is one of the funniest dudes I ever seen on the campaign trail because he ran for the city council.
Right. He's pretty young too, right?
For District 1, I think. Yeah, he's very...
Under 30?
He's young. Yeah, I think so. And he ran for there, and he goes to the central committee endorsement meeting, the crucial endorsement final meeting in public, and he stands there, and he tells everybody that he's got polling. Shows he's winning this race overwhelmingly. And I'm like,
polling?
What are you talking about? How did you even have money for polling? You have no money in your... What are you talking about? This is like, this guy crazy? That's in my head.
No. That's a lot of allowance money to save up for a poll. And that's...
I'm thinking like...
It's a lot of money.
I'm thinking this dude is prone to like... I think he's a narcissist, like in a bad way.
Might be telling a little story.
So what I'm trying to say is, don't pay attention to that.
But I don't think the mayor's race in Fremont, I don't think the field is set yet. I mean,
there's a couple people on Friday that added their name, but you know, nobody that I definitely recognize. That definitely, you know, hey, let's tell everybody spoiler.
Oh.
I mean, if you filed this week, you're probably not going to win, especially if it's contested and you're against a incumbent, you're not going to win. Right.
I wish you would have saved that, man. I'm still trying to hook a few clients. No, I'm not, man. Then we're back.
if you're going against the incumbent, right,
yeah,
you need to have a head of steam. You need a lot of money already, even in the city, right?
I mean, you need a lot of money, absolutely. But, you know, you need a lot of money. You need some issues that you need to differentiate yourself. And, you know. Some things, you know, other things may come up. Who knows? I mean, campaigns are funny like that.
Well, how about we go another city that used to be like Fremont many times before, many years ago, many years ago, where it said, you know, a little conservative, let's limit the growth. And that place has grown up, and it's called Alameda. So... Two seats at large. They're still doing that at large.
Have they grew up yet?
Well, they're on their way.
Okay, because, man, they hated every development. Do they still keep the bridges up at night?
Alameda's balls have dropped.
Okay. That's a good reference.
They have not. They're grown up now.
Okay, good to know, man.
But they got a race here. I don't know. I don't think this is going to be the hottest one. They still got at large. They have a fight.
They got at large?
They still got, you know, top two. Top two, basically, you win. So finished first. So it's not like
who's running?
It's not like Talladega Nights.
Sorry, man. It's not like it's not like Talladega Nights.
Your last. No, your second. Your last or your last. Your first or second or your last.
Good to know.
So Jim Odie and Malia Vella are up for re-election. What makes this interesting here? This field is
Trish Spencer's running.
Yeah, she's definitely in. She's in to win it. So what do you think about that? How have you ever seen a situation around here where somebody is the mayor, the pinnacle of their career in a city government, and then they come back and want to be on the city council?
Well, I think someone needs to get her off the bar stool and remind her that she's not the mayor anymore. That's the first thing. Hey, excuse me. You know you're not the mayor? Oh!
You know,
why do you go from being a mayor and running for city council? That's the first question I'd ask if you had a hazmat suit and came to my door. This is former Mayor Spencer running for city council. Why? What are you doing at my door? You're crazy.
Well, you know, East Bay Insider right here. I went to the, you know, when they had the protest against, when they arrested the guy for dancing, right?
You went to that?
And then they had a protest dance. Like, everybody was supposed to dance through the streets and, like, mock
that's
it.
That's so funny.
And so I'm in there and I'm walking, and then this lady was in front of me, and she, like, clipped the back heel of this young black kid.
Uh-oh.
And she didn't say anything. And she had like, a water bottle, and the kid kept just looking back, like, you know, looking back and doing, like, giving her a dirty look, you know. And then it kept walking, and then I was like, oh, good, hello. That's Trish Spencer. And I'm like,
she can't catch a break, man.
And I didn't even know it. She's. And then I'm noticing she's, it was kind of a warm day, right?
Right.
It was a warm Sunday. She's
down to that water bottle?
The water bottle had orange juice.
Hey, let me tell you something. When
is
you
that
look
something
at,
you drink when you're no, parched?
Not when I'm doing the jigaboo in the street and it's 100 degrees outside. But here, you know, if you go like this after you drink a drink from your water bottle, you go, there's not water in that water bottle because no one makes that face.
You mean a face like,
it's burning.
Smooth.
So yeah, man. If you can light a fire by lighting a Bic in front of your mouth after you take a swig, then it's probably not. It's probably not just Tang.
I'm just saying.
I don't think it's Tang.
Let's break it down.
Nah.
If you were drinking orange juice, that's gonna get all like kind of phlegmy in your throat.
Phlegmy, man.
Yep. So what else is in that?
Well, the two biggest options for me would be a mimosa or a gin and juice. Or
just
a vodka orange, vodka OJ, man. Those would be the
whatever.
Three choices.
I'm just saying, without a doubt, she was drinking orange juice.
Then, yeah, it had something in it. She was cutting it with something.
And that seems to be a weird choice for walking.
Sometimes you need a little liquid courage to dance across the street, man. I know. I do.
But Jim Odie and Malia Vella. Remember they got caught up in that city manager scandal where they got accused.
Like, the tape. Show me the tape.
Release the tape. It's not a audio tape.
You know what release the Kraken is from? Do you know that reference?
Now it's a team.
Release the Kraken.
It's a team now.
No. Oh, yeah. It's a team.
It's a hockey team now. Seattle Kraken.
It's also a football team.
Oh.
The original movie is Clash of the Titans.
Yeah, I don't watch that kind of stuff.
That's a good movie, man. Medusa, man? You didn't see that movie?
Oh, yeah. I know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I use that reference like through middle school to describe people.
Yeah, so you've seen it, yeah.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
But
I saw that and Remo Williams back-to-back at one time at a drive-in theater in Union City. Actually, a good combo. Remo Williams and Clash of the Titan. Yeah, man. Just saying.
That's where Hacienda, I mean, sorry, not Hacienda, Union Landing is now.
That's where Union Landing is now, yep. Yeah, and I used to go to the dumps over there at Treasure Island where there's now homes.
Oh.
If someone finds my 7-year-old shovel, man, it's engraved by my grandfather. I'd love to have it back.
Oh.
My dad actually dumped it on accident.
Oh,
it's all right. I'm over it.
You're bringing sad stories in. And like this whole time, Jim Odie's listening to this podcast. Goes, get with it. Quit talking about other stuff. I want to know it. You're going to talk about my race.
Jim, man, I think you lose. Ooh. Nah, I'm just kidding. No, man. I mean, look, I don't think...
He just peed his pants right now.
Yeah. No, man, Jim's not going to lose. I think the two incumbents win that race.
I at this moment,
and
I think
you know what
so
they should
too.
Do? They should run together, save money.
Because who's going to be the ones that are going to run against them being like the ruining democracy? I don't see who that person is. Because, you know, Trish Spencer would be that person, right? And she was, when she was the mayor and when that stuff was going down at the end, she was voicing support for them.
Yeah.
Because she didn't like the city manager.
Yeah.
She hated the city manager. And the city manager was the one making the accusation that she was that these two were interfering, right, in her job. And then the loser Alameda County grand jury came in.
That whole city hasn't been the same since Russo left.
It has. I mean, I agree.
It hasn't, man.
He was like the father figure, kept everything
in line.
Yeah, like, you know, remember the famous time when the Mayor Spencer's like goons looked like they were gonna try to go up on the dais, and then John Russo gets on there and goes, "Madam Mayor, please get control of the chambers." It's a classic.
That's a good one, man.
And after that, they had to put like a little
buffer zone.
Yeah, so they couldn't walk.
Now it's called the COVID zone
because they were like thinking like they run the whole all her goons, but she could be she is Trish Spencer. Poses problems. I think for the other people who
she
think they're going to run,
she comes in third, man.
Yeah, but she's going to block any of these. This guy Amos White, who famously for 2 years ago forgot to go to the finalize his filing for city council at the last minute. Then he made up a straight up lie,
He made a lie,
a damn straight lie. He told people, look people in the face, all the white people. This dude Amos White looks exactly like the dude from This Is Us on NBC.
The
black dude.
Oh, the black dude. He's from the Bay Area.
He looks just like him.
Really?
Exactly like him. He could be him for Halloween. Be, that's a hell of a costume, man. He looks like a guy in This Is Us.
I like Famous Amos cookies.
But this
favorite.
Dude, he straight up lied.
What did he say?
And he tried to blame the assistant city attorney and the clerk. That they did some kind of nefarious thing.
What did he say?
The fact of the matter
is,
that's
what I want to know. What he said?
No, he said that they were like he was being railroaded here. When the fact of the matter is, he showed up there 5 minutes before five at the last minute, literally the last minute. And then on top of that, he forgot he had no payment on him. And so for him to go to the bank, it would have been too late.
Right.
And he tried to make it like there's rules, man.
There's rules.
501, you can't. He made this whole story about the church bells were ringing. He straight up lied. And all the white people looked at him like, this is outrageous. And I looked around like, this dude is straight up lying. Because I already, so when he did his little press conference, I already had heard the whispers that actually happened, right?
Yeah. Did he turn it? Oh, man, my phone died. Did he turn in his shit now? Is he already filed?
I don't know.
Signed, sealed, delivered, ready to roll?
I think I need to write a story.
Because you might want to send him an email. Say, hey, bud.
Or don't.
Tell him you got to. Hey, you know what you tell him? You should say, hey, don't worry. This year, because of COVID, you have an extra 90 minutes on Friday. So if you show up there before 6:30, you're good. And then he shows up at 6:20. Look at Steve. Dude, he lied to me.
Dude, I have nothing but anger towards this guy because this guy straight up lied to my face and lied to people's faces, and he just creeps the hell out of me that you would be such a straight up blatant liar like that and look at so many people's faces and go, oh, yeah, that's outrageous. They do this to a black man and, oh. And he just ate it all up. A straight up lie.
Wow.
And, you know, the city clerk in Alameda, like many city clerks, are just one of the greatest. They're just some of the greatest public servants in City Hall, right? So helpful, and they're so nice. And then you throw this lady under the bus.
So you still have four. So, you have two seats. You have two people running or four or five people running. You're not going to jump over the two current council members. It's just not going to happen.
Yeah, you know, the people who, like, Trish Spencer, I just think they're fewer and fewer each election.
And I think, if he knows one thing, man, and that is Jim Odey, he knows how to campaign. And I've said this before, that guy would campaign his ass off. So, I don't.
But I will say this, and I've told this to people in Alameda, I would totally 100% tell her, Trish Spencer, that she should run. I think it's worth it.
Just to take a stab at the race? At the seat? Why?
I mean, I think she's got a 47% chance. And I think that's a good chance. Enough for her to go.
Where'd you get 47% from, man?
Just a little bit less than 50. But the problem is, we all know, and this is no joke, that she is the master of retail campaigning.
Retail politics.
She hugs everybody. She gives them hugs on the cheeks and, I mean, hugs on the cheeks. Kiss on the cheeks and hugs or combo.
She can't do that anymore.
She can't do that.
No, you're taking a page out of her game plan, man.
What's going to happen, though?
I don't know.
So I don't know. But people, so she always gave that people that feeling.
The warm low, feeling the of, low I really, she really cares about my kid and myself. Yeah. And
I heard it so many times. The low information voter who didn't know who the mayor is, but they're like, oh, I know the mayor. She gave me a hug.
Yeah.
And she gave me the time of day. And they just feel like, oh, you know, it's nothing about her politics.
I saw her at Tiki
She's
Tom's.
Genius.
I saw her at Tiki Tom's bar, and she was great.
No, what's that
Tiki Tom's, oh, they burned down.
No, the other one that's.
I don't know. The Islander? No, that's a cheap motel in Fremont.
I forget what the name is.
Tiki, it was Tiki Tom's. Yeah. I'm telling you, man. It was right there on the water.
But you know this race right here? Jim Oatey or Malia Vella, you know, if they win, they can continue on the path where they could be a possible candidate for the assembly.
Yeah, and that'll be a big question because what do? They run against each other or do what? What do they
it's
do?
It's possible.
Ah, oh, that wouldn't be good.
Who? Okay. Which one would you say? I'm gonna. I got. They both want me to be their consultant. Which one am I gonna pick? Because I was gonna pick the one's gonna win.
Man, if I had to pick, I don't know, man. That's a tough one. I think that I would probably not do either of them, man, just to save face. But if I had to pick one, I'd pick. Jimbo, I don't know, man. That's a tough one.
I pick Mia Bonta.
So yeah, she would have good name recognition.
But yeah, I don't know, man. I don't know. What else do we have to talk about here? I forgot. Hey, man, how about Ayesha Wahab?
That's your girl, man.
She's the leader of the
Charlie's Angels. She has like
Wahab Angels.
The Wahab Angels.
Hey, she got. Hey. She's not running for re-election. She's 2022. If she's going to run for re-election for city council in Hayward, do you think that will happen? That's the first question.
Does she run for re-election
in 2022?
I think Hayward? It happens. I think you can only determine that based on what happens in November of 2020.
She could run for mayor. She could run for state senate.
Yeah, but she can run for a lot of shit. We all can, but you have to, you know. Yeah.
She could beat Richard Valle.
Oh, my God.
Actually, anybody could beat Richard Valle.
Really?
Yeah, all I got to say is this is the dude. Ahern. You don't like him. And you think he has a bunch of thug deputies. Well, this guy, he just gave $250,000 to Ahern to get more of those guys. He's the one did it. He was the vote. He was the guy, everybody. And let's everybody remember that when so Richard Valle is going around and being pious.
I think it's hard to be Valle. I think it's hard to
That's
be incumbent.
That's how you beat him.
Okay.
But I don't know if you want to do that.
But I think, look, if she be smart, see what happens in November, see how many of her colleagues and you know, she needs to get some support on the council first. You know, the shittiest thing would be run for mayor and you don't have any votes to get anything done. You lose 3-4 all the time. You want to make sure you're gonna put yourself in position to run for mayor where you're on top of the votes 4-3 or 5-2. So that will be determined based in November.
Well, that could be, yeah, and it's a possibility.
Yeah.
But she got so tucked away when everybody's looking at, you know, 2020 finance reports, you look in hers and you go like, oh, she got a maxed out in Hayward contribution is $1,524 this time.
Right.
And she got one of those from Tom Steyer. What's that mean?
I thought Tom Sawyer was dead.
Tom Steyer.
Oh, Tom Steyer. I don't know what you're saying. Tom Sawyer. Ain't Tom Sawyer. He's a mean. Man, damn, I don't know. How much did he give her?
1524 maxed out for this.
And why would he donate to this
I don't know. Maybe he's on the radar. I don't know what, you know.
Maybe he's on the board of directors of North Face.
I think she could win. She could win a lot of races. I mean, I think.
I don't know, man.
You know, for one thing, she is definitely talented, right? But as I've been saying for so many years, if you want to be moving up fast in politics, move to Hayward. You could be to the top in like within years because there's no bench.
Prove though. Who's been there? Like who's catapulted? There. Who's used their position on the Hayward City Council?
No,
Bill Quirk.
No, I mean you can go from
or who else?
You could go from running for the city council.
Mike Sweeney. I mean, how far are you?
No, that's what I mean.
Oh. Because it's the largest city in the district?
But you couldn't go to Oakland and say, hey, I'm gonna win this council race, and then in 2 years I'm gonna be in the assembly.
Well, you can't apply the logic of Oakland to the logic of Hayward politically. They do different beasts.
Yeah, but I just use anywhere in around here. But the one you wanna go fastest
is Hayward.
You go there.
It used to be San Leandro.
And it may still be soon.
But here's the thing. You said something that, you know, she has talent. And there's a lot of people on these local government and boards that have talent. But unless you use your talent, it's useless.
But this is what I've noticed. She's turned.
And I'm not saying she's not using it.
She's turned it upended this, like, conventional thinking when, you know, like they always say, like, you're only one vote out of seven. Well, and yeah, it's like it hasn't worked that way because she is one vote out of seven. But. And this is a lot of cities like this where these people that are
that white guy speaks good Spanish, by the way. Did you hear? It's not bad.
These guys, they are just them. It's just them, basically.
I'm sorry, he's not white. He's he, him, his.
Well, we need to start doing that.
What the fuck does that mean, dude? Do you know what that means?
I don't know.
I got an email the other day and they signed it her, hers, she.
I'm like, why are we?
What is going on, people? What the fuck?
I think it's rude in this way. When would you come up to somebody you don't even know and then only talk about yourself?
You're right.
Before we start, I'm so important. I'm going to tell you how you should be talking to me.
Right. Oh my God, man, we've lost it. We fucking.
I mean,
lost
I don't think
it.
There's nothing wrong with that to say that. I mean, that's I the fact know, of the matter is. I mean, we can respect to whatever they're saying, but let's just think about it. You're coming at me, telling me. Controlling the conversation. That's very rude, man.
I don't know, man. I've maybe I'm just an old prick where I just don't have the sympathy and the you know, I deal with people based on my fundamental factor is this. If I like somebody, and it's very simple. Could I take this guy to a baseball game or can I not take this guy to a baseball game? Now if I can take this guy to the baseball game, it doesn't mean if he's a he, she, him, her, LBGTQ, black, white, red, brown, purple, like you're going to the ball game, and we're going to hang out and have a couple beers and some hot dogs and have a good time.
So you're saying all your friends right now are cardboard?
All of them. Every single one of them. Did you buy one of those?
No.
I got two.
I told my friend, I said, hey, man, let's be really cheap, man. Let's let's put just so we can save money.
Here's an alert. Here's an alert. Here's a update from our Portuguese guy right here. Yeah. Here's a Portuguese update. Go ahead.
This is like how, you know, this is how you sneak in margaritas into the Coliseum.
I know, man. That's what I'm saying. We've been interrupted for a Portuguese update. Here we go. Let's go.
I told him, listen, we need to do a Photoshop of our two heads on a body that we're Siamese twins, and then it can't say nothing.
So you have to pay for one board?
Yeah.
Oh, you're ingenious.
And so, I like, dude, we're Siamese twins, man. We've lived a hard life.
Yeah, man.
And I told him, but we can't do it like straight up, like equally, like just perfect straight. I told him you're gonna have to be the one that's like off kilter.
But what if the foul ball hits off one head, and not the other? Who gets the sign? Who gets the sheet? Who
yours
gets the
is sign? All cockeyed.
That's
you know. He'll give it to me because just like the ball from Mike Fires, he caught it like a girl.
Oh, that's that same guy. He's not a baseball guy.
And he felt bad, and he said, you know, just you can have the ball. It's just gonna sit in the. In a drawer, you can have it.
So you found a way to take $45 from a friend who doesn't like baseball, so you get your picture half
do it.
On. Again, they closed it. That was done. You can't do it anymore.
Oh, damn it.
Yeah. And
there's people doing it like triplets. You're going overboard, man. They're going to find you out.
They're about to close down baseball.
There's like 24 sets of triplets sending in. A's are like, there's not that many in this area. Especially not this many that are A's fans.
Right.
And we're getting, no wonder our ratings are so low. We're getting one person on the rating when it's actually three people watching.
Why are they playing the games at night, though, man? Does that make a fucking difference? Like, why wouldn't you just play it during the day when the lights are already on? Why would you waste the electricity on playing at night? It just makes no fucking sense to me. I don't get it. Anyway, man, going back to Hayward before we end. Look, man. I agree. It's a good place to start. But you know, again, man, it'll be interesting to see what happens this November in that city. That's going to be, you know, Fremont. There's the Tri Valley in general, as a whole. There's going to be a lot of turnover in those seats. They could be.
Yeah,
it could be. I mean, I don't.
And the Wahab Angels, as you call them, they have $30,000. They reported raising $30,000 as their team. The Lacey Amade
team Wahab has
has $30,000, which is in line with Elisa Marquez, who's an incumbent. She does for Hayward, does good as a fundraiser. She's I think she's around like 36,000 or something like that, or 28.
That's still not a lot.
Yeah, but that's like the going rate for that. Because I'm telling you, that's how you go out. You don't have to pay a lot of money.
Yeah, but just one mailer, you know, 60 cents a piece is 20 grand if you want to mail to a target.
Mark Salinas got like $14,000. What's he going to do? That's one mailer.
Yeah, to a small electorate.
So what's he going to do? When we see all these mailers, what's up?
They're going to be targeted.
Zerminio has $2,000.
He does?
What's that going to happen? So we'll see. I just think, like when we're talking about defund the police, the long arc of history, I just think this is, look at already what's happened in Hayward with Aisha and the amount of people who are getting involved in Hayward.
Right.
That's what I'm trying to say. She's one person vote, right? But it's not happening that way. A lot of the things, many of the things that she's been pushing for since she's been a council member have been getting through because these other incumbents or the people who are on her board,
right,
they've done jack. They've done nothing. And they never seen people come out and speaking the way that they're speaking now for things that Aisha stands for, the housing and questioning the police. You know, Aisha is not like these ones in Oakland. She's clearly says we need cops, right?
Yeah.
She's just like, hey, there's little things we can change here. Maybe they shouldn't be going up to crazy people in, you know, in those kind of situations. And they should have accountability. But she's in no way, she's not radical at all. She's just like, you know.
But I think there's two different mindsets. And I don't care what city you run for office in. There's two different mindsets. It's you go in there looking to make change and going in there and having having an agenda or having the ability to say, hey, look, my colleagues on the council, I want to do this and let's direct our city manager to do that. That's one way of doing it. The other is that you just wait and have the city manager bring things to you. And I don't know which is better. I mean, I know the way I would operate. If I were on the council, I wouldn't let a city manager tell me what to do. It was my job to direct the city manager and the city staff to do what I think might be most prudent for the city. And if I get the majority of votes, then it gets enacted. But to sit there and be reactive is—I don't think is a—you could do that in your own HOA if that's the type of leader you want to be. You don't need to run for council and waste people's fucking time and money if you're just going to let a city manager dictate the flow of your policy in your city. So two different mindsets, man. She's one that, you know, probably directs the city manager to do some stuff and get it done. There's others in neighboring jurisdictions that I won't mention by name, but they're told what to do. You know, it's you're a sheep or you're a wolf.
It's a cushy job when you just let it. Oh, we got a new idea. Thank you, city manager, for your idea.
Yeah.
So I'll leave this on the, you know, I'm always trying to save money, right? So in Hayward.
Another Save Money by Steve Tavares
so
clip.
This is what everybody should be watching, okay? So not yet, but October-ish, late September, October-ish. Watch city council meetings in Hayward. And because, you know, the city attorney and the city manager and like the finance director to a lesser extent, they are so rude toward Aisha Wahab. It's so noticeable. During the meetings in public.
Right. So you're saying they're going to be like.
So when you start noticing like, oh, the city manager, Kelly McAdoo, she's acting a little bit nicer towards Aisha.
Right.
That's when we know that. So you don't have to pay for a poll. That's when you know. That these more progressive candidates are making headway because the city manager is going to be like, whoa. Ooh, how many votes to get to a new city manager?
Yeah, right.
Ooh. She should be thinking of that, and it's plausible it could happen because she's been in the way. That city manager has definitely been a she's been blocking progressive ideas in that city. Right. There are many different ways. You know, there's many ways to block legislation. She's basically Mitch McConnell. that city. Yeah. So if people don't, you know, watching MSNBC, if you want to know what I'm talking about, Mitch McConnell blocking legislation.
Right.
Like blatantly. That's that city manager. So we'll see.
We'll she see, might man. Be,
you know, she's got a nice sweetheart loan from the city for her her little condo or whatever right by City Hall.
Wow, didn't know that.
Yeah.
Nice.
Nice sweetheart deal.
There you go,
so
man.
That's, no, you know, so I'm being
I'll
serious.
I'll watch it. I'll watch
she's
it.
She's like, oh, she's really being nice now. Is that, did she just bring a bouquet of flowers for Aisha Wahab? Oh, damn.
Oh, man. That's good, man.
The Angels have won. They're going to win.
They're going to win.
But we leave this. So this is a lot. We leave again on Charlie Gilchrist.
Yeah, man. Dedicate the show.
San Leandro original.
To the health and well-being of Gilly.
And, yeah, good old Charlie. He was still, but, you know, again, I mean, this dude, he was still bad health, still showing up at City Hall.
He's still serving it.
Still on the Central Committee.
As the representative to the Eden Health District.
He was on the Eden Health District. You know, there was a old elected official went to one of those meetings and was trying to say that Gordon Galvin was like doing something nefarious, like paying off Charlie, both on the board. And we all knew what that. So everybody would help Charlie with a little bit here. It wasn't like he was like, hey, Charlie, let me funnel all my profits from my burger place in Castro Valley so I don't have to pay taxes and I'll give it to you.
Right.
No.
That like, wasn't happening.
Like, Charlie needed something to eat. Here's $25, Charlie.
Right. Yeah. Here's. Yeah.
So I was telling somebody, like, that's why you need reporters that have been around that know stuff. Because if it was a rookie coming in there, they'd be like, I have the story of the decade. No, and then you'll find out. No.
Just a friendly gesture.
No, it's just a few dollars, so the guy can eat.
Yeah,
so
man.
The guy could like get home in a Lyft or something. You know, nothing there. But yep. Charlie, yeah.
Much love, Charlie. I never in my whole life, I'll end it with this. Never in my whole life have said this more about a person. Fucking Charlie, and then
you did say that often,
and then. Still was a friend to him. Ah, oh, fucking Charlie. Yeah. And then was did just
it's
I
real,
never
it's
I
real.
Never yeah, it's there's so many of those in my life. I can give you so many funny stories and examples. I'm like, Charlie, did you get that mail piece done, man? It's ready to go, right? He's like, how do you spell Cesar Chavez? I'm like, how do you spell it? You're supposed to be at the mail. That's supposed to be going to print like yesterday. And now you're just asking me how to spell it? Fucking Charlie.
You know, I would say that, but, you know, maybe he wouldn't have been the best public official because on the Eden board, he wasn't giving me scoops necessarily, but he was giving me heads up that probably would not help his cause.
Well, you would want to go and look at that meeting at that video. What they said about this or that.
Oh, fucking Charlie.
Well, we're in election mode. We'll
we
be
are
back next week. We're
going
to be like.
We should host a debate, man. Why can't we host a debate?
I want to do it. We need to do it on Zoom.
We just get Zoom, man. I mean, you see, if Ken Houston can do one, I think we can put one together.
Exactly my thoughts.
I think we can muster up, you know, the. $12 for a video production company to come in here and put a map on the board.
We just do it straight Zoom.
Yeah.
You know, because people, every 2 years, people tell me I need to do that. Like,
I don't know why we don't do it.
That's
a
lot of money.
It'd be a lot of fun, man.
That's a lot of money to, like, where we're going to do, where we're going to rent the place. How we're going to get
the
equipment.
No, you can just come over to my house, man, or I can go.
Now we just do, we can't do that.
When I'm done smoking the joint with your neighbor, I'll come upstairs and we'll do a few, debates.
Yeah, and then so we don't need to do that. So it's just just a small fee to Zoom.
I love it, man. I think we should do it.
Which one will we do? We would do Board Supervisor.
Oh yeah.
We would do
Fremont Mayor.
We could do
do the big stuff.
Yeah.
Tri-Valley, you can have a Tri-Valley Mayor's debate with all three of them.
We got Hayward.
Or six, rather, 2, 4, 6.
I mean,
all
come
three
on,
cities. You can have all three cities doing one. Yeah, man, we can do a lot of them, man.
It'd be straight up fair, and
yeah.
And the thing is, the different flavor is it'd be a debate.
Yeah,
people don't know, not a forum. A forum is just like, I ask you the question, you answer the questions. Now you answer the question, ask the question, I answer the question. You know,
no,
come
no,
on, man.
No,
we're going to be like a debate, because people love that. And that's how you get stuff out. How do they, on their feet, toe-to-toe, in a street fight, how is Vinny going to go at it with David Howard? How is David Howard going to go at it with Vinny? Just let him have it. Ask the question and just let him go at it.
I love it.
You know?
Should do it.
That's how it should
be. We're running out of time, though, man. We got to schedule these things pretty quickly. All right,
I'm going to make a list. I'm going to send it to you.
Make a list, man.
The ones that are most feasible. And let's be real. We got to get the ones that people are going to watch the most.
Right.
Which ones are we going to get high ratings?
A lot of them. I definitely think District 1.
All right, I'm going to get on work on that.
Fremont Mayor.
I'm going to get work on it. Roman Reed.
Tri-Valley Mayors. Man, you got a lot of things. There's a lot.
We could be
Hayward City Council, get the Golden Girls. I mean, Hobbs Angels. We're good. We got
Would they answer the questions together? No, we can't do that.
Yeah, I don't know.
East Bay Insiders, another episode. That's
bad to hear.
We went a little long, but it's election time, man.
Yeah, it is. It's election time, man.
There's a lot of stuff here.
Yep.
Uh-oh. This old guy's been crazy. We better get out of here. I'm Steve DeBars.
I'm Sean Wilson.
And we'll see you next week on East Bay Insiders. Ciao.